Everybody call it Davenport?
Mm-hmm.
Is that old fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you say that for me?
Davenport.
Did your grandmother ever call it that?
Not anymore. I hadn't heard her say it. She probably did.
Yeah. When you hear it, is it, can you remember the kind of person that would use that word? Maybe an older person?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Not so much somebody your age would say that before.
We wouldn't say that.
Okay. All right. What about some of the individual pieces that you sit in? Do you have any special names for them, or do you just call them in general?
Chairs.
Yeah. You don't? Okay. You don't make any distinction between different types or anything like that? Okay. Well, the name of the room where you sleep, you call that
the bedroom.
Yeah. What about some pieces of furniture that have drawers where you put clothes in your bedroom?
Chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we call it a dresser.
Yeah. What's the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser? Like, you know, does one have a mirror or is...
Yeah, the chest of drawers is just all drawers and stuff. And then the dresser usually has like a mirror or something on it, you know, attached.
Yeah, I see. Is that usually maybe where somebody would sit when they're getting dressed in the morning or that kind of thing? Throw makeup?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay. What about a place where you hang your clothes, that would be it.
Closet.
Yeah. Now, have you ever seen anything, they had these things before, they had houses with built-in closets, separate pieces of furniture, great big thing with, you know, two doors, and it was all hanging space, kind of an old-fashioned deal. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And can you remember what people call that? You ever heard of a wardrobe?
Yeah, but I never heard it called that.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-uh.
What does wardrobe mean to you? If, like, somebody mentioned it, what would you think of?
Oh, clothes and...
Yeah, a person's wardrobe.
Yeah.
Oh, clothes, okay. Could you say that for me?
Wardrobe.
All right. Well, all this stuff that we've been talking about, like chairs and sofa, that kind of thing, you say that's all different types of...
Furniture.
Okay. All right, ask you some things about, these things right here over the window. To keep out the light, what would you call that?
Curtains.
Would the white and the green, that would both be curtains?
We call the white and shears. Well, the same.
Just because you can see right through them?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. But the green things, so that would be curtains?
Curtains. All and right. Draperies.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about these things that are on rollers you can pull down to keep out the light? Have you ever seen those?
Blind.
Okay. And what about the ones that are white? They're slatted, you know? You can adjust them. You know what I'm talking about?
I think of...
Yeah, you can... There's a cord. You can pull the thing up, and once you get them down, you can adjust them.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call them.
Have you ever heard of them called Venetian blinds?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Venetian blinds.
All right. And the other things you call blinds, too, that are on rollers that you let down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, the part of the house on the top that covers the whole house, you just call that?
Roof.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about this house, but in some houses, there's an area right underneath the roof. Might use for storage, something like that.
Basement?
Well, it's right underneath the roof.
Oh, attic?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Ever heard people call that by any other name? Right here? Okay. Well, what about, let me ask you this, the part of the barn where you put the hay upstairs?
Loft?
Yeah. Ever heard anybody call that attic the loft?
Mm-mm.
Okay.